All right, we're hearing you. We're getting lots of messages on Puerto Rico, what to do in Puerto Rico, what not to do in Puerto Rico. So today,
why Puerto Rico?
I'm bringing in a guest expert. Jump the gun.
I am so expert in Puerto Rico that I'm just taking over this thing.
We're going to join you today, and we're going to talk about, we're going to join you. You're joining us. We're joining together.
We're joining forces.
To talk about what we love about Puerto Rico, the things you should absolutely put on your bucket list, and then things you should absolutely avoid. So welcome to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we normally talk about business, but today is nothing about business. We're going to talk about Puerto Rico.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building 4 online multi-million dollar businesses with 4 kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle. All right, Jared, let's kick this off. So 2 years ago, almost exactly two years ago, I leaned over to Jared and I said, let's move to Puerto Rico. And at first, what were your reactions?
I leaned back over and I said, where's Puerto Rico?
Because 2 months earlier, I don't even think I really knew where Puerto Rico was. It's just so fascinating. You get brought these opportunities and sometimes you don't even know where things are.
Don't even know where it's going.
That's right. That's right. So fast forward 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
We moved to Puerto Rico. So June of 2019, we became official residents of Puerto Rico. That's almost 3,500 miles away from our Utah upgrowing location. So it was a big move for us. And do you remember the kids' reaction when we told them?
One was like that.
Davis. Like, he did not want to move. World? Did not want to move to Puerto Rico.
Did not want to move. He didn't even want to move like around the corner. Mm-hmm. That kid doesn't do well change, I don't think.
No. And honestly, I think that's one of the reasons why we decided to move, so our kids can get comfortable with change.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a big learning skill as parents that we need to teach our children is be okay with change. Change isn't always a bad thing. So
it's good to be able to go with the flow occasionally.
Yeah.
Then we had other kids that were like, yeah, let's do it. Right? Michaela, she was like,
Michaela and Bridges. Let's do it. I feel like the girls were on board and the boys were a little bit more hesitant.
Yeah.
It was kind of split 50-50 there. Okay. So let's speed up to 2 years now.
2 years now. Here we are, 2021.
That's right. We rented a home because we didn't know if we'd like it. And
we just kept renting it.
And we just kept renting it.
Kept renting it.
And because we're like, I don't want to grow up.
Now we're comfortable.
I don't want to grow up and have to take care of... Sometimes I just want to play. Do you know? Do you ever get that feeling like home repairs versus going to sit on a beach?
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer,
repairs,
right?
So sure.
We were like, let's not buy a house. Let's just enjoy it. And then last October, November, we just had this really strong prompting buy house, buy house. So we put an offer in on a house. We knew it was a little bit of a fixer-upper, but we decided to go for it anyways. And then 2 weeks later,
we found out it's a lot of a fixer-upper.
Yeah, we'll get to that
Not
point.
Not a little fixer-upper.
We'll get to that point. But 2 weeks later, we found out the house we were renting was just sold. And so just how it all worked out really beautifully. When we listened to whatever you believe, God, the universe, the spirit, the higher power, we really leaned into that and we decided to buy a house. So fast forward until March. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a bit of a process buying a house.
Bit of a process.
From November to March.
Yeah. Yeah. We finally move into the house and we get into the house. The first night we realize that all but 1.5 sinks are broken.
Yes.
No
curtains in any of the bedrooms.
No curtains. One of the 4 showers works.
They all kind of work. Kind of work.
Kind of.
You could take a shower in all of them if you tried.
One of them would cut your foot.
Yeah, you didn't want to touch that bathtub.
Yeah, they're just issues. There was one we felt comfortable in. Yeah. So
one worked consistently. It was a really solid shower.
We've been in the house for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And we only have a table. So we're still waiting for furniture. We just got a call yesterday that we actually get a bed frame. We're very, very excited about that. And I guess why we're saying this is we're kind of giving you just a little backstory of our adventures here in Puerto Rico and some of the things that we've learned to be very, very grateful for. And I think one of those are conveniences. Living in Utah, if we needed something, we could just run to, like my microphone was having issues this morning. We could just run to the store and grab something. Here in Puerto Rico, it's like a 3-hour adventure to go and find things.
If they have things right now.
Yeah. And we know furniture is kind of like hard to get everywhere.
Yeah.
But
tack on an extra month to get it to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just breathing through a couple of things right now.
Yeah. Making it happen though.
What else broke in the house?
Well, we had to have the whole house painted inside and outside, which actually that went pretty smooth. We have some amazing painters here.
Yep.
And then a lot of stuff that was supposed to work in the house didn't, like you said. So we had to fix some sinks. The garbage disposal that was supposed to work was like totally seized up and clogging. So like the kitchen sink wouldn't drain. So I'd take care of that. What else? Some of the windows don't open and close. Well, they open and then they won't close.
They don't close.
So we had to, you have to shove them.
And then it rains sideways here on the island. And so the water comes through the windows and then you have to mop up the floor.
Yeah. We haven't had to do too much mopping yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Next month will be rainy season. We're going to get all drenched. Anyway, yeah. I guess why we're saying another, I just said that.
The yard was a bit of a jungle.
Oh, the yard had snakes and termites. And then I think this is, can I tell one of my favorite? No, I'll leave this to the non-favorites. Okay, so we're going to dive in to, we could tell you all sorts of things about this house, but you really didn't come here for a house thing. You came for a Puerto Rico thing. So
yes.
Let's talk about some of our favorite things for the reason why we love Puerto Rico. So, and we'll testify, like this is like a true testament of why we love Puerto Rico, because we bought a house here. And we love it here.
We didn't have to.
We didn't have to. We
chose to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you want to get into some of our favorite things here that like put on your bucket list to do?
I got to still say one of my favorite things about Puerto Rico is being here as a family, right? We are relying on each other. Like it is up to us to pull each other through. You know what I mean?
We got to
figure things out, make it happen. But with that, there is amazing people in Puerto Rico that are so kind and so generous and willing to help you out and watch out for you and help you take care of things.
Yeah. Yeah. Puerto Rico. It's won our heart. It's absolutely won our heart. The first 6 months, we were a little like, is this
okay?
Right for us?
It's okay, but maybe we won't stick around too long. But
now we don't plan on selling this home anytime soon. We love it here.
Yep.
Well, although some days I want to burn it down.
We haven't had any bugs in a long time.
The bugs.
It was the bugs. The place was infested.
Bugs.
That was not, that was not open disclosure.
No, there was a few things that were not open disclosure. And I know it's a fixer-upper, but still. Fixer-upper minus bugs.
It wasn't.
Can we get that?
It wasn't advertised as a fixer-upper.
Okay, so let's dive into some of our favorite things. So some of the favorite things that we've done, number one is Rincon. Mm-hmm. So put this on your bucket list. This is an absolute must. The island of Puerto Rico is amazing. And then within the island, there's these little pockets. And Rincon is like a mini Hawaii. And the reason why we love it is because you can get a home on the beach, like literally opens up to the beach. You walk down a couple stairs and there you go.
There you are.
And we were able to, we can find houses for anywhere from 150 to some of the nicer ones, 250 a night. And then like hamburgers are priced at a normal price, like $6 to $8. Yeah. Versus Hawaii, we went and looked at some of the beaches on the home there, on the beach there, and they were running around $1,500 a night. So
the water's amazing. The surfing's fantastic.
Yeah.
Snorkeling's great. And the one thing about Rincon that I love is that it's kind of a melting pot. It's just a hodgepodge of cultures. There's Puerto Rican culture, there's European culture, there's American culture. There's just everything there, but it's overall got this little hippie vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Surfer dude all over, right? Yeah.
And they have an amazing bakery there. And we go to the bakery and we go every day. Jared can't eat anything because he's gluten.
So I'm the chauffeur.
Egg free. So yeah, he chauffeurs us to
Uber. Your Uber's here.
He chauffeurs us to the bakery. And I tell the kids, I'm like, try one of everything. And we literally, by the end of the trip, have tried every single thing there because their pastries are like 50 cents, 75 cents, yeah. Very, very cheap.
The first time we went, I was like, did you get everything? I literally asked the lady that I had to pay. I was like, did you get both bags or whatever it was, the boxes?
Yeah, we did. But we didn't get everything. We only got like a third.
No, I mean, like, did you ring it all up?
Oh, for how much it was?
Yes, it was
so
cheap. It was so affordable.
So Rincon, put that on your bucket list. Aguadilla is a little north, is a great place to stay in as well. We've stayed in both. And they're very, very close together. So, second one, do you want to do the second one?
Sure. So in Puerto Rico, you have an island, Puerto Rico, right? And then just to the east of Puerto Rico, there's two amazing islands, Vieques and Culebra. One of our favorite, both of them are fantastic, but Culebra has a little beach called Flamenco Beach, and it is consistently a top 10 beach in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Just amazing, amazing water. The soft, like powdered sugar sand, and the like, it just stretches out like your waist level in this water for what, 200 meters?
I don't even know.
It's like long. So the kids are out there just all day playing, and they have tons of area to play. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about them falling off the edge of the earth or anything. Don't get swept away. It's just gorgeous. The water is crystal clear, and it's got these fun little reefs that are protected, right? So the boats can't come in. You can't do anything to like really ruin them. And so you can go snorkel around them and dive down and see all the cool little fish and the eels.
I remember the first time we went, we walk over this. I'll tell you how to get there. So you're here in Puerto Rico, right? You get off in the San Juan airport, you go to a city called Fajardo. And then from Fajardo, you can take a ferry.
It's actually in Ceiba.
Ciba,
just
right out of
right outside of Fajardo.
Okay, and then you take a ferry, and the ferry is like $2 a person. It's pretty cheap mm-hmm. to do, and you get on this ferry, and it takes you over. And then there's little
like 45-minute ferry ride, mm-hmm. which is pretty fun.
Like buses that will take you to drop you off at Flamenco Beach, and they drop you off. You walk in, and you walk over this bridge, and as you walk over the bridge. A picture perfect postcard doesn't even describe or be able to, it's better than anything I've ever seen in real life. You can't even take a picture. A picture cannot capture the beauty of this location on the planet. And you just stand there, at least I did. And I was completely overwhelmed with the beauty that this little spot, this little slice of heaven.
The boys and I just ran over that bridge and just flew into the water. We didn't soak any of that in. We just went,
true.
And just dove in and we're nuts.
Yeah. And the water here is like
very reflective.
And very reflective. And the water is bathtub water.
Sometimes not even refreshing. It's that warm.
Yeah. It's like,
like in the summertime.
It's so great.
Yeah. It's absolutely awesome.
Okay. The next one on the list, Charco Frio. What does that mean?
One thing real quick in the Flamenco, when we were there, there was like a triathlon. Like this is a big place for those sporty people. There are events. I don't know with COVID right now, I'm sure they'll start back up, but there's events out there for those sporty triathletes. Mm-hmm. That right there, Flamenco, just swimming in this beautiful, fantastic water is part of your swim.
You should do that. I'll watch you.
I'm going to.
I'll take pictures.
It's on my list for my goals in Puerto Rico.
Okay, another thing is Charco Frio. And Charco Frio, that means cold water, right? Mm-hmm. And this is where you can go and you can pretend you're Tarzan and Jane and swing from the jungle and drop down into these big pools of water. And that's free. Well, it's free if you hike, and then parking is like $10 a car. And that's in the lower eastern side, southern eastern. So, it's closer to us.
So it's kind of the east side of El Yunque, the rainforest.
There's a rainforest. Oh my gosh.
Yep. So earlier what we were talking about, like Fajardo, Ceiba, and then down just a little bit is Naguabo, as we're just going down the East Coast.
Did you know it took me by Naguabo so long to even understand like how to hear these cities?
Naguabo.
Like I didn't understand the words of it.
We're probably we very well could be saying them wrong.
We probably could.
Probably could.
Just Google it. Google will tell you.
Yep.
Google will tell you.
So along that East Coast, you can take a beautiful drive all down that coast, but then you can hop into the east side of the rainforest and there you are. You drive up the roads a little bit through these cool little towns or little developments.
So those are some of our top places to visit. Now we want to talk about some of our favorite food because, okay, I like food.
Food's tasty.
So number one, just here, we live in a city called Humacao, Humacao. And at first I thought it was Humacao. I am so glad that I live here because it's helping me learn so much, especially how to talk and listen better.
Humacao.
Anyway, Humacao. There is a bakery and they serve these Nutella puffs. Oh,
this was a recent discovery too.
Two nights ago. Yeah. I just found my new obsession.
Who's the best husband in the whole world?
Jared brought him home because guess what? He's allergic to nuts and flour, gluten and everything. So he only had to smell them. That was his. Yeah. I ate them. They were so good. So we recommend that.
Well, me and the boys, especially our two little guys, they love the little pinchos. There's little food trucks all over the island, but there's a few that are really close to us. They sell these little pinchos. They're just like meat on a stick and they're actually pretty good.
Yeah,
you can get them like with a garlic sauce or a barbecue sauce. The boys dig them. They're like, our one guy, he just doesn't eat much. He's like a bird, but you get him two pinchos,
poof, down,
gone.
Down the hatch. And then we'll follow it up with a Nutella puff.
Because they are across the street from each other.
I know.
It's so true.
Another place that we love here on the island is a place called Crush. And they have acai bowls.
Oh,
and
good job.
I learned how to say acai bowl from a friend who made fun of me when I would call them Aussie bowls.
That's pretty close. Just say it faster. Acai bowls.
Yeah,
Aussie bowls.
Aussie bowls. Acai. Anyway, they're so, so good here. We've actually tried them in a couple other states and can't even come close to the ones here on the island.
What's in your acai bowl?
Nutella.
acai, Nutella.
Strawberries.
Bananas. Blueberries?
Nope.
I thought there were blueberries and you had bananas.
Strawberry, bananas, Nutella, acai.
All right.
Perfection, my friend, perfection.
Good job, Crush.
Like, I hope you're taking notes on all the things to do out here in Puerto Rico. Like, you could really come out and spend months, years out here.
Hopefully years.
Yeah. We've been here too. And we still have not even discovered the southern western part of Puerto Rico yet. And COVID had a little bit to do with that. We usually like to get out a little bit more.
Slowed our adventures dramatically.
Yep. Another thing that's our favorite, this is recent as well, is they just announced Chick-fil-A is coming. And it's only going to be 10-minute drive?
Not even that. I think I can get there in 4.5 minutes.
So
that's one of my favorite things about Puerto Rico is you can get anywhere just about as fast as you want to go.
I don't know. Construction. Traffic.
I mean, your ability to drive.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that.
The traffic laws here are actually suggestions we've found. Suggestions. And not laws.
Unless you're driving without your seatbelt on or on your cell phone.
Yeah, they'll pull you over.
They'll pull you over for sure on those, which is good. I like that.
Another thing that has been fun to watch is the explosion of real estate. A lot of people are moving down here. There's there's three main areas.
Yeah.
A place called Dorado, that's up on the North Shore. Palmas del Mar, that's where we are. And that's on the Eastern Southern Shore. And then the third place.
Condado?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kind of like some of that outer San Juan area. There's a few little like Bayamón, Condado, some of those little areas.
So if you're looking to move to Puerto Rico, I would check out those three places.
If you're a hippie and you just want to surf all day, go to Rincon.
Yeah.
Or Mayagüez that way. Totally awesome.
What did you say? What'd you call
Mayagüez?
It?
Mayagüez.
I don't know that place.
It's just a little south of Rincon.
Oh, we need to visit there.
I go there all the time.
You do?
No.
Oh, I was like, who's over there? Do I need Jared? What are you saying
me
here?
Me and my surfing buddies.
And along with an explosion of real estate
comes
pickleball.
Pickleball.
There are so many people that play pickleball out here now.
Yeah, it's just gone like wildfire. Mm-hmm. So here in Palmas, we have one of the Caribbean's like biggest tennis camps, and they actually took down two courts and put in six pickleball courts just because pickleball is so crazy right now.
I wonder, is it exploding in your world too? Let me know.
I think it is in Utah.
Let us know.
I heard about it in Utah.
Oh, we have a visitor. Do you want to get the door? Okay, so while Jared is getting the door, I'm going to talk about some of our non-favorite things. Because, and really, like, you can find non-favorite things in any part of the world that you want to. So, I don't know. Like, I say non-favorite things, but I'm going to put an asterisk because I think anywhere you can find the negative or the things that you don't love. So, number one is last night, I'm like, Jared, what are some of your non-favorite things about Puerto Rico? And he told me, I don't have any non-favorite things. And so actually I got a little annoyed that he didn't have any non-favorite. I was annoyed that he wasn't annoyed with some of the things in Puerto Rico.
I was just trying to be happy attitude, happy camper guy. There are always things
so
that annoy for sure.
The furniture with a delay, yeah. The windows
with a delay,
a huge delay.
Right now, all my frustrations revolve around home remodel.
And that can be anywhere.
All consuming. Yeah, exactly. Because we had the same thing in Utah, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. A project that was supposed to take 2 months took 6 months.
At least. At least. Yeah. But that's when the homes are selling so fast here in Puerto Rico that the inventory, there's not a lot. I think we had two houses to choose from. There just wasn't a lot. So we went with this one. We see great things on it. Vision, you can follow us on Instagram, my Instagram account. And we post a lot of the befores and afters of this adventure.
Don't come to my Instagram account. You won't see any of the befores and afters.
He doesn't post.
I'll get better one of these days.
So one of the things that are not my favorite is actually, it's because it's my personality, but San Juan, I don't think it's one of my favorite places because it's so busy up there. I think I'm more of a beach, kind of the country kind of gal versus a ton of city life.
You don't like to go clubbing?
No, I'm not a clubbing gal. So,
It does have some great stuff. Like Old San Juan's just got some cool history, some great mm-hmm. stuff like that, which is always fun to go see in the afternoon, early evening, catch a great cafe or something that's got some great food, and then take off.
Yeah. I think I just have to prep my mind for the traffic,
the hustle
and the people, but I have to do that anywhere. Like when we travel and do buying trips in China, or Las Vegas. I think that's just me, like crowds. Just, I don't know. I like to have my space, yeah. I guess.
I'm surprised I'm actually this close to her. Just kidding. She'll snuggle with me once in a while.
Once in a while.
Every so often.
Okay. Another thing that annoys me here in Puerto Rico, but again, it could annoy me anywhere. And we haven't actually told this to our oldest daughter, our second oldest daughter, Bridges, because if she heard this, I don't even know what would happen. She has a fear.
She'd burn this place down.
She would. So it was 4 o'clock in the morning. I never wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm such a deep sleeper. Jared.
It's like shaking, earthquake shaking.
I don't wake up. I'm out. And so I opened my eyes 4 o'clock in the morning and a millipede that was probably like an inch and a half long was crawling towards my eyeball. And I sat up quietly. And I'm just breathing. And Jared, light sleeper, turns over. He's like, you okay? And I'm like, please tell me that is a thread or yarn or something clothing related on my pillowcase. And he looks at me, gets his flashlight. And he said, yeah, it's thread.
Just a sec, I'll be right back. And you go get something to pick up your thread.
So that freaks me out. And then I was up all night looking for a new house. But I don't think that's like, it's not Puerto Rico related. It's just life.
Just invasion.
Just life related.
It's us trying to control a couple things in this house.
Bugs.
For a while, the bugs have had free reign. into this house. And we don't allow that anymore.
No, we put our foot
down. We're shutting it down.
Get out.
This is not their hotel. this is our house. We got to get rid of them things.
Yeah. So we're working on that.
As nice as they are, we do it humanely.
No, we don't.
Yeah. We just flush them down the toilet. Just send them for a little swim.
Kill all the bugs. Let's see. What else, Jared? I wrote something here, and
conveniences. We already talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
So one of my frustrations, I guess, too, and it comes back to just getting the house all buttoned down, trying to get figured out. We have a little kidney-shaped, jelly bean-shaped pool.
It's so cute.
It's cute. It's fun. And it's deeper than I thought it was. It's great, and it sits up on this little bit of a hill. So you're in the pool, and then right off the edge of the pool, it drops down, right, into some palm trees and stuff. And there were some cool little bushes. They were kind of cool. But we had all those bushes ripped out. Because iguanas live in those bush roots and stuff. And they're like drilling into the dirt right by it. And they think that our pool is their bathing tub. So Jared wakes up. What's that in the pool? Oh, that's iguana poo. It does not clean out very easy. Iguana poo.
I'm so glad I have Jared. He takes care of millipedes and iguana poop for me.
Job security. If any of you guys out there need job security in your families, just find rodents that you have to take care of and things that poo.
Job security in your family?
Yeah. Nobody wants to do those. So they're like, Dad, oh, we love you, Dad. We need you to do this.
Yeah. We need you for a few other things too, but it's just a cherry on the top when he takes care of those things.
Iguana poo.
So,
iguanas aren't even native to Puerto Rico. Did you know that?
I did hear that.
They were brought over there. They're nuisance animals.
And we've heard that they attack the farms here. And so farmers have a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to plant a whole bunch of, just so right behind us, we're planting a whole bunch of fruit trees, and we'll see how it goes. We may have to figure out some iguana detainment. Pellet
guns.
I was going to be humane with that word.
What? Humane? There are people actually, though, that come and live trap them, and then they sell them to Central America.
Yeah, they destroy big time. They destroy a lot that goes on here in Puerto Rico. So we've heard through some of the locals and
people that tries to grow a garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super interesting to learn about that. Cause we didn't know that much about iguana in the real life habitat. We just thought they were like these cool, ugly dinosaur looking creatures.
Yeah.
But now we find out they destroy vegetation so much.
Stuff. And bird eggs.
And bird
duck eggs. Right. I think.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. But I think, okay. So we talked about our favorite, our non-favorites. I just want to wrap it up by the other day we were sitting out on our porch. And we actually can see the ocean on our top floor. We can see the ocean.
And the sunrise pops up over that ocean.
And those little moments of the beauty that God brings to us is almost like a breath of fresh air for me. And he's saying, it's okay that there's bugs. They'll go away soon. You're in the right place. You got this. You can do this. And then really, like, we're living on this amazing, beautiful island, living what we have termed because I can life. We're sitting out there. We're talking as a family, feeling that ocean breeze. And I turned to our kids and I said, hey guys, do you love Puerto Rico? Do you hate Puerto Rico? Tell me your thoughts. And every single one, especially the one who was struggling with it at first, said, we love Puerto Rico. And so that was just a huge confirmation that as parents, we had to make the decision to move out of something comfortable that we knew was great into a different place to help our kids learn, help us learn to keep the growth. We had to do something uncomfortable to be able to allow that growth. And it was just a confirmation that we've made the right choice. So we love it.
It's uncomfortable often.
It is. There's a lot of uncomfortableness about it.
Man, we just kind of scratched the surface on things to do here. As you're talking, I was like, oh my goodness. Yes. Like anywhere along the east side to see a sunrise here is just amazing. You just go to a cafe and sit there on that beach.
Magic.
And there's bioluminescent bays that
we didn't even talk about those.
These bays are amazing. They have these little, what are they called? I can't remember what they're called now. little organisms in the water that when they get disturbed, their defense mechanism is to light up. And so they light up. And so you brush your hand through the water, or a fish swims through the water. And it's just this beautiful glow of
flagellant
water.
Nope.
Flagellates.
Why do they photo?
That's close. It's not the fish farting. The fish are in there farting, and these rainbow bubbles come up.
I was so excited to say that word, and as it's coming out, I'm like, that is the wrong word.
I think it's close, because I think flatulence is the tooting. So if you're interested, there's some amazing bioluminescent bays. They're absolutely amazing. Zip lining everywhere you can think of. Puerto Rico has, I think, El Toro is like the third or fourth or fifth longest zip line in the world. You have to be 80 pounds to ride it, just in case you're wondering. Just some amazing, amazing stuff. Some great surfing, tons of snorkeling and scuba.
So usually at the end, I do a top 10 takeaway. And I think the top 10 takeaway could be all encompassed in one word. It's book a trip to Puerto Rico.
Book a trip.
Puerto Rico.
Let us know.
It's phenomenal. We love it. We love it so much. We bought a house here.
And maybe more.
Maybe more. Are you buying more houses?
Maybe. We'll see.
One that doesn't have bugs.
One that doesn't have bugs. Or an iguana poo.
All right, guys, go out there. Live your Because I Can life. Whether it's on an island in a beautiful mountains. Place. Yeah. Or even city. Just in your home, where you find this beautiful place that you just feel inspired and loved and challenged and all that stuff. Go out there, live that life, make money, put it in your pocket where it belongs. And we'll see you next week. And thank you, Jared, for being a guest expert.
You know it. Anytime I can toot my expertise out.
All right. Have a good day.
See you guys.
Oh, that was so much fun. Thank you so much for listening to Because I Can podcast. If you haven't already downloaded the Because I Can bundle, then head over to allisonjprince.com/bundle. The only place you can get access to your personalized bundle. So head over there now and download it. I look forward to you joining next time on the Because I Can podcast. We'll see you then.